Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ah, D-line. Here we are.
Fall is in the air.
Fall is in the air. It's a little cooler outside.
I would describe it as crisp.
It's so crisp outside. It's crispy in this studio.
Look at the both of us are wearing layers.
Layers. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the DNBA show, the DNVR Nuggets podcast.
Ba-ba-ba-ba! Let's go.
I'm Harrison Wynn. That's Eric Weedham. You know him as D-Line. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure to use the code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. We got a packed show today. I mean a packed show on this crisp Thursday. You asked me on yesterday's show, and you asked Adam as well, have we seen Jamal Murray play? Have we seen him play basketball a ton over the last couple months over the offseason? My answer was no. I've seen what you've seen.
Right.
Last night, though, we got the biggest reveal of, I think, how Jamal Murray looks. And boy, am I excited.
Man, I love this part of the season where you just full Zapruder film everything that we get. We get little clips. We piece them together.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out exactly the status, at least I am, of Michael Porter Jr.'s hair.
That's a big storyline. So we are going to break down that video, of course, Zapruder film style. The Nuggets also dropped a new uniform
this morning. Yep.
D-Line is going to break that down for you in full. Also, NBA rank 10 through 6 just dropped.
I can't believe the cliffhanger we left on yesterday's
show. I know. Coming off hot from yesterday's show, we can go 10 through 6. And then we'll dabble in the Ime Udoka saga and the 1 year suspension that he's facing.
Year, bro.
Imagine if your coach is just gone for a year.
Wow, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. But me and D-Line today, this hasn't been a real...
No, dude, this real, is a two-man...
popular combination here.
Popular, the right word. Yeah. I was going to say it's not been a very regular, but I would say this is the least popular combination of DNVR
personality. So smash that like button, download this podcast. Everybody better be watching this one. I think we got a good show.
Dude, let's go.
Without further ado, Kel, can we get to this just beautiful video that the Nuggets released? I want to shout out the Nuggets for putting this video out because every time we get a little behind the scenes look at what's going on at the practice facility.
Oh man.
I know. It gets me going.
I know. I'm looking. I see Jack White. I see Christian Brown. I see DeAndre Jordan wearing a very...
Can we pause real quick, Kale? Can we pause and go back real quick?
DeAndre Jordan wearing a very ridiculous head wrap. It's not even a hat. I don't even know what to call that.
It's in between a skull cap and a headband. But Michael Porter Jr.'s hair, Dion.
Loving it.
This is the most substantial update we've gotten.
I got to say, there's some real hair revelation going on in this video. The first is that Aaron Gordon's hair looks fantastic.
Okay.
I love the style he's got.
Can we fast forward to that?
With the braids. And then...
Look at the braids flowing.
I got to say, I love this look.
Okay.
I absolutely love this look. But as you alluded to, we are free of the MBJ, the era of MBJ. Michael Blond Jr. appears to be over. Dude, Murray dunking.
Did you see that dunk? Oh my God. Can we replay that Jamal Murray dunk real quick?
Yeah, we need to see this. We need to see this.
There's some power in this.
Yeah, dude. This is. There's a little anger. There's a little like I've.
Oh!
You forgot about Dre feeling in there. Dude, Adonis Arms making a pass to Jack White.
Yeah, you don't see that every day.
Dude, this is like Nuggets fan fiction. Everything we've ever
Jamal
wanted.
Jamal Murray to DeAndre Jordan.
That's something pick and roll. I actually never want to see still. I still don't like that.
MPJ and AG draining threes. Jamal Murray again in the pick and roll.
Peyton Watson in the background there. Jeff Green looking on. Darth looking on. There's just so much to break down, dude.
MPJ looks good.
Oh, my God. How long do you think this scrimmage lasted?
I mean, probably like a couple hours.
This was like a full game, like 200 or something? Like a...
Because I got a lot of questions about this. Like, wait, are the Nuggets already in training camp? Because one of my observations from this video, there's 15 players in this video.
Yes.
The only two guys not there are Vlatko and Nikola Jokic.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, being probably excused, even though even though these are voluntary, I think they're excused because of the Euro basket they're coming off of. Yes. But everybody's there. So I think that's really something. It's not training camp. Like I said, I'd call it voluntary workouts. But the fact that all these guys are in the building playing, scrimmaging, you've got Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. playing together. That hasn't happened in 18 months.
Bones is in there, Zamora, by the way.
Yeah, Bones is in the video.
Apparently, he didn't dunk or do anything of note.
He's just on the sideline in one of those shots.
No, he actually throws an outlet pass.
Oh, does he? I missed that.
I've gone forward.
Can we run it back now? Can we run the video
back? I tell you, I've approved this already. I've seen everything there is to know about
this. Jeff Green wearing the original Joker MVP shirt that he wasn't even on the team for.
But no, that was Kentavious, wasn't it? Or was that Ish?
I think that was Jeff. Oh. In the shirt.
No, in the shirt, but that started off with...
That was Ish at the beginning, yeah.
Bruce Brown making a layup.
Bruce Brown has also been wearing a durag in every single video
I like his,
I've
though.
Seen
I don't like, his looks like he's there for work. Like,
yeah.
There's Bones.
Wait, no. Bone, where?
There's Bones right there. Oh, that's Adonis Arms throwing the pass.
Yeah.
There's Bones.
Bones watching, but watch. Bones does... throw an outlet pass here.
Okay. I'm watching for it.
So it's coming up. Okay, that's Jamal to DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan looking good.
Yeah, great. Okay, making it rain, splashing it down. Everybody making shots. Aaron Gordon couldn't be better.
Jack White, nice show in the pick and roll right there, but gets burned on the shot fake.
He gets cooked by Jamal, which I love and hate in equal parts.
MPJ just he can get that shot off in his sleep.
That's not a
Nope, that was Aaron Gordon.
Wait, who was that? KCP?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the KCP is in the building here.
Okay. Anyways, Bones is there.
He's there.
Everybody's there. Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, Jack White, Colin Gillespie off to the side. The rookies are there. It's everybody except Jokic and Vlatko, which is fine. I'm sure they'll be here for media day and training camp, of course.
Oh, sweet, dude. You see little things like this, you get the feelings.
Right.
Getting the feelings, man.
But the biggest takeaway from that, though, at least in my opinion, maybe you have a different opinion. In my opinion, Jamal Murray looks awesome.
Dude, that's the only thing you can take from this.
Outside
of the end of the MBJ era, which, again, one of the darkest eras in Nuggets history. I think it lasted 3 or 4 days. Jamal Murray looked not just playing with power, playing with confidence, playing through contact.
Yeah. This video got me going, man. This got me going late last night. But we just haven't seen a lot of Jamal outside of a clip here, a clip there, warming up before games last season. I feel like he and the team have been very careful in terms of what they've put out, in terms of just his footage. But this is just right there. It's just out there. And yeah, the dunks... Just the quick movements, the pick and roll. He looks comfortable. Oh, he looks confident. I got infinitely more excited for the season just after watching this video.
This is, you just need this little spark.
Yeah.
You know?
1 week out from training camp, we just needed this.
Dude, it's funny. Like, there, a lot of, you know, in the off season, you're left with just your memories of and your visions of what the Nuggets look like.
Yeah.
And then when you like actually see it, it's like not exactly what you were thinking or not exactly as you remember, but it's new and it's better. I can't, dude, I just can't wait. I just cannot goddamn wait.
What's your expectations for Jamal? Because after this video, I've got to say, me personally, like,
let's go. Unleash it.
I just feel a little better about him after this video, man.
A little better.
Like, that's really good. I know I'm supposed to temper expectations for a guy coming off an ACL, and I will absolutely do that. But my confidence in him this coming season is growing by the day, I feel like. Your thoughts?
He's back. He's back. He's back. We're back. Purgatory is over. We've been. Oh my God, dude. We're back on the path. That is my takeaway. We are back. Anything that you can't neg me from this either. We're completely back. Last year never happened. It's just, it's like we're back where we're supposed to be. Yeah. I cannot goddamn wait.
After watching that video, who else are you really excited for next season?
Michael Porter Jr. Dude, yeah. The two superstars that are coming back and are going to regain or allow us to retain our earlier position that was stolen from us by the basketball gods. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to have a little retribution, a little, you know, I'm ready to have it paid forward. Yeah. We need this, man.
Yeah. Man, Bruce Brown, KCP. I just like that all the guys are in the gym.
Me too, man.
I like that. And we've seen this with Nuggets teams in the past. Jeff Green, he organized that Miami mini camp. That was last month or so. Even in years past, though, we've seen guys come to the practice facility, go through 5-on-5, informal kind of stuff like this. It's another observation from the video. It's pretty funny. Like, this is casual 5-on-5, but all the coaches in the front office are just watching, like, so great, with just spearing vision from the sidelines, which I think is pretty funny. But we've seen the Nuggets come together for these kind of informal 5-on-5 runs before training camp. But the fact that just everybody is there, yep, outside the two Eurobasket guys, which is fine, everybody's there participating. Colin Gillespie's hurt, of course. Everybody looks good. Everybody looks in it. And of course, the cherry on top, Jamal Murray just looks great, man. My expectations for him are increasing with the more I see.
Nothing makes me happier than drawing full conclusions from very small, very curated pieces of content.
It's definitely curated, but this is the most we've gotten by far.
Dude, it, like, without rival. This is like, I mean, they gave us a full, I mean, this is a full meal they've given us.
Yeah, the longest video other than this has been DeAndre Jordan playing rugby with the American Raptors.
Yeah, that's true. Which,
that was a lengthy one.
That one did not get me going
right,
the same
not
way.
To the same level that this one did.
That's true.
Yeah. Who else? Who else is rising up your excitement meter this time of year as we're 1 week out from training?
I mean, it's funny. It's actually funny to see the Summer League kids come together and be seen in the same, on the same court as the Nuggets. Like, I'll be really interested to see if Jack White can do anything, if we even see him this year. I mean, seeing Peyton Watson just kind of like skulking around in the background. Like, I have no expectations of him. Christian Brown, the same thing. But it would be interesting to see like how they, I mean, they were not featured heavily in this, this little mix.
Jack White got some good moments.
Jack White had a very stiff looking layup that I appreciated, went in. So I can't
And then
really
he also got
that.
Burned on that Jamal Murray.
He did get burned.
That's okay.
Jamal Murray got him up in the air and then he went right by him. So that wasn't that exciting. I don't know, man. I mean, it's just like, what are we supposed to take from this other than, you know, it's getting to be that season again. We can start to imagine what it looks like to see the Nuggets united. And then also like this new version, Bruce Brown.
Right.
I'm interested in Bruce Brown. I have to say, like, that's probably outside of the guys that we know who they are. Like, the newcomer that I am most excited for this year is Bruce Brown, no question.
Why is that?
I don't know, dude. Like, I just feel like he comes in with the most hype. The people are most That was the pickup that got the people moving the most.
Yeah, yeah.
I just see like a lot of versatility in his game. I mean, KCP also is another person. Obviously, I'm like very interested to see if he can bring some of the things, the good things that Will Barton brought, but then also, you know, improve on the defense in the way that we are expecting him to be able to. Bruce Brown, the same thing, like help out with our perimeter defense that we know is like such an Achilles heel of this squad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, based on this heavily offensive 1 minute clip.
Yes.
I say it's a check on all on all parts. All systems go.
Is there anybody that you're nervous to see in uniform for the first time?
I mean, kind of Peyton Watson.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see him though. I think he's gonna be donning
it. We'll see him a bit in the gold preseason. And then probably to Grand Rapids for a lot of the year.
Yeah. I mean I am actually all of our rooks I'm like pretty nervous about. Like I just have very low expectations, which is appropriate for a rookie, right?
Yeah, that's fine. The Nuggets also put out, Kale, their training camp roster, and there might be a couple names on here to you viewers, listeners, and even to you, D-Line, that you might need a little refresher on. You mentioned the rookies, the two-way guys, Jack White and Colin Gillespie, who's hurt. Adonis Arms, who we remember from Summer League.
I do remember.
Is with the Nuggets at training camp. I think he'll be a G League guy with the Grand Rapids Gold.
Adonis Arms. We really cannot. And we can't mention him without just taking a second to reflect on that.
Sure. Goddamn. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Adonis Arms.
Adonis Arms.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also the other Exhibit 10 guy who's at training camp, who's going to probably be in Grand Rapids, Kellen Grady. Do you remember this guy at all?
Yes, he was. He was the thick boy, as I recall, right?
I don't think
Grady,
so.
Grady, was
the shooter.
Yeah, but he was like a thick guy. Was he not? Am I thinking of a different guy?
I don't know how thick he is. He might be. Shooter out of Kentucky. although he shot like 2 of 14 from three at Summer League.
Yeah. Who am I thinking of?
Who are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Kamigate?
No. Oh, it's all right. Nuggets Summer League squad.
I'm very curious to see who you're thinking of. But those guys will also be at camp with the Nuggets. Yeah, there's Kellen Grady. He and Adonis Arms are on the Nuggets Summer League team. They're just, you know, some nice extra bodies to have. I think they'll both be with the G League Grand Rapids Gold this season.
Yeah.
Did you find who you're talking about?
I'm looking right now. Who am I thinking? I swear to God. Matt Mitchell? It was Mitchell.
Matt Mitchell.
That's right.
That's the one. some people called the favorite for the second two.
I know. Is he not? He's not.
He's back in Europe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he took a deal in Europe.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah, comments even called you out on it. Brandon, you're thinking of Matt Mitchell.
My man,
hell Brandon, of a callback though. He was thick.
Somehow that's the only image I'm left with from Summer League was the thickness of Matt Mitchell.
All right, let's hit a break. On the other side, we're going to get into the Nuggets' new uniform that just dropped today. D-Line is the most, he's really the only guy who can give the breakdown.
Listen,
like, this is literally your job.
This is why I'm on the show to begin with. The first time I ever appeared on a DNVR, or no, excuse me, on a Locked On Nuggets podcast was to break down the uniforms that we got about, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. That were
was
not
it the first good rebrand?
No, it was the uniform right before the rebrand. Okay. So it was like an odd bridge like, year.
It was the half step kind
it
of.
It was the half step yeah. year. It was not a great uniform. Yeah. And I gave them what for?
Well, we'll see how D-Line likes this next uniform coming up here. Guys, there are a lot of ticket sites out there to choose from. I know whenever I've bought tickets in the past, I'm going through all these different sites trying to see which one has the best deal.
Sure.
Don't do that anymore. Don't waste your time doing that. Game Time Tickets is your one-stop shop. It's going to be your go-to for tickets this year. Sporting events, concerts, shows, whatever you need, Game Time. It's the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports. They have these crazy last-minute price drops, so you can get incredible tickets like courtside, behind home plate, front row at concerts for way cheaper than you would very close to the start of that event. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and score the best seats to all your favorite events. always use the code in the YouTube description, in the description if you're listening to the podcast. Use that link. That's how you can know, let them know, Game Time know that you came through us.
Hell yeah.
Here at DNVR and help us out with that. So
you're going to buy one anyway. Just click our link. What's the problem?
Just smash that link.
Smash it.
Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Don't mess around with all those other sites. Just Game Time app. It's your one-stop shop. Also, at DraftKings Sportsbook, the NFL action is in full swing. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. They've also got the stepped-up same-game parlay right now. For every leg that you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100%.
Woo!
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game.
I'm ready to bet it up this weekend.
Code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
NFL really, in football in general, really the best expression of the betting sports betting, like especially when there's just like so much chaos happening.
Yeah.
Somebody's cheering for this, someone's cheering for that. You have a very specific scenario you yourself are cheering for. It's delicious.
I'm also going to throw out a DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week.
Oh, what are we going
it's
for?
It's that time of the week. Well, since you're on the topic of the NFL.
Let's go. Broncos.
Let's check out the Broncos here. They got the 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers, who have lost their starting quarterback. And
but
now
maybe
left
have gotten
with,
better?
Yeah, they lost their starting quarterback, and then now they're left with their starting quarterback from before. The one that took – they got stuck with their quarterback that took them to the Super Bowl. Oh, that sucks for them.
The Broncos are a 1.5-point underdog, but they're at home.
At home?
Come Sunday on. Night. Dude, or is Bears, it Sunday night or Bears Sunday day
the,
football?
Bears beat the 49ers. It was in a torrential downpour.
Yeah, Sunday night football, big game, Russ Wilson.
Dude, listen, there's like much consternation going on in Broncos Nation, Broncos country, excuse me.
Excuse you.
It's to me, it's so extremely obnoxious. I don't understand how people aren't excited about the fact that the Broncos are now able to move the ball, which is something we've not seen around these parts in some time. They just need to get into the end zone. They'll figure it out.
I'm taking the Broncos to beat the 49ers. DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
All right. We're back here on the DNBA show, the DNVR Nuggets podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right there in the upper right corner.
There it is, baby.
The Nuggets dropped a new uniform, D-line. Yes, there was a lot of anticipation for this one, and there it is. The new Mile High City editions.
These are the statement jerseys.
The statement jerseys. I'll just let you take
sure,
the wheel
yeah, I'll
here.
ISO here. I'll cook here. So
tell us about these.
So, okay, the first thing you notice is that this is not a new uniform design at all. This is what we've entered into is something called capitalism, whereby the league uniform providers are required to change the uniforms up. Every year, there needs to be some sort of new uniform. Every year, you can't hang on to the old ones for long periods of time because that doesn't allow them to have new uniforms for people to buy. So what we have is sort of a warmed-over version of what I would call the most popular jersey the Nuggets have had in some time, the previous statement jersey, which was just very similar to this, the difference being, like, when you look at it, obviously, the text around the middle numeral that was always yellow was white before, and now it is that gold color, and it is trimmed with red, which is not my favorite thing in the world. Like, I don't love how visually when you trim the yellow with the red, it like gives it more of an orange hue. Your eye just kind of wants to blend it in. The other thing to notice is that the ribbon around the top, the red, was previously butted up against the edge of the uniform itself. Now there's a little blue gutter that
goes
around.
Do you want to go to that comparison right there?
Is there a comparison?
Okay, I'll write
The ribbon around the top and the sides has been moved in a little bit, so there's a little bit more space, so you get more of the red.
It does look like there's some more space.
Yeah, there is. So that you get the red before was sort of like inside the armhole, as it were. So you didn't really get much of it. So this is a a clearer presentation of that red, which I'm fine with.
And we've seen this. Like, the Nuggets have been trying to incorporate more of that Flatiron red into everything. Their branding, their uniform.
Well, I mean, they tried it in a really ham-fisted way before with that full red uniform that was widely panned, even though it was, like, not, like, on its own unattractive, but it was just, like, so thematically off for the Nuggets.
Not everyone my hated cup it. Of tea.
The other thing that has been added here are what they are calling the sparks on either side of that circle shape, which are these sort of, like, off-kilter, like, non-symmetrical star shapes.
Those
which
are on the logo, right?
Those are... They're not on the logo. Or they're one of them. They are part of the branding package in general. When they first came out, like, I don't like these shapes very much. They're, like... They are always kind of create sort of an awkward shape. They're okay. Like, I don't, you know, like, I think they just kind of added them to add them. I don't love or hate them. They just kind of are. They're a little small to really have any sort of visual impact anyway.
What's interesting, though, the Nuggets also changed their profile picture on Twitter
without the number in the middle. It seems very strange, very, like, it's like missing something. The other thing to note, the Jordan logo is now part of all statement jerseys, so that's part of this jersey as well. And we have the Bill Russell jersey or patch that's going to be part of every uniform, every statement uniform across the league, which is a nice touch.
DeAndre Jordan was able to get in on that number six before it got retired, apparently. He's wearing just number six. Just a
parade of memorable sixes. In the end, the thing that I think I am most taken by, and I think the thing that is most visible when you look at not the jersey, but the uniform as a whole, are the shorts. The shorts were previously a little bit more subtle in their approach. The side mountain shape was in a dark blue, and now it has taken that full, what they have called, flat irons red, which if you look at that and you think of it that way, I mean, they really do look like the rock outcroppings at Red Rocks. Which is kind of cool thematically.
Oh, I like that.
You get that shape. Although I have to say, like, these shorts on their own, like, kind of look like board shorts to me. Like, they're a little, like, garish.
They kind of look, you might hate me for saying this. Kind of look clownish.
They do. They're a little, like, I mean, that's what I mean by a little garish.
Yeah.
Like the Nuggets have taken on their color scheme from Colorado, which is the red, the yellow, and the blue, which are all primary colors. Like, these three colors have, like, those are the three starkest contrast colors to each other that they three colors can be, the way that it sets up on the color wheel. And so, like, when you juxtapose them, you get, like, the most contrast, which in some ways is great, but then in other ways, like, when you're looking at these shorts, like, they stand out a little much for me. They look like they are supposed to be supposed to work on their own, like a board short, like a swim trunk, right?
Yeah.
So overall, like, I mean, I like the way that the jersey looks. I like it. It kind of looks a little bit older than the previous iteration of this Mile High City jersey, which is kind of cool. It's like, I don't love, as I just said, I don't love, like, flanking and giving that outline of red around the yellow, but it does kind of give, like, a gold like a patina sort of look. Like, it looks a little older that way. So there's, like, a big retro vibe to these uniforms that I really do enjoy. I don't love the shorts. But I think overall, like, this is just a variation on what was already a classic. This is a great look for the Nuggets, and, you know, having a second version of this layout or this uniform really, like, cements it as a design in the Nuggets canon, right? We have, like, 8 million versions of the skyline. The skyline is a thing. Like, now we have a variation on this Mile High City that's, like, that is now part of the Nuggets uniform or the Nuggets, like, just overall history and look, which I really like. So I say it's cool. I definitely give it the stamp of approval. I love, you know, again, we're playing off something that I already loved. And I think I like the other one better. I do also like this one.
I think I agree with you. I like the other one better. The original Mile High City is my favorite jersey that the Nuggets have had since the rebrand.
Yes.
Clearly, it's not even close for me. This one is a slight step down, but I think, like you said, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of just revamping it. You're trying something a little new while still keeping that same integrity.
Yes, yes, yes.
The shorts are tough for me. I liked how the last shorts were just kind of.
They were all right. I mean, even the last shorts were a little like doing too much for me. I mean, like, I don't want the shorts to have like their own personality very much in these. Like, I kind of want them to just like go along with the jersey, but like not offer a lot on their own. Like, I can't think of a time I've been like super stoked about a pair of shorts in the NBA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a weird thing.
The classic ones, I think about the Bulls shorts always. Like, those are really the only iconic shorts.
Yeah,
I
with the pinstripes, you mean? Or no, the, with the reds?
The diamond.
Yeah,
on the
you're
side.
Right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Probably the red and black ones. But yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, I like the other Mile High City ones more. This is just a revamp on that. I think it's fine. I think they're going to look good.
They're great. These are great jerseys.
They do look good.
These are great.
What is interesting, though, there's so much color in these.
Yes.
And I feel like Nike and the NBA, with a lot of their new jerseys, they've been trying to just simplify everything. Like, look at the new Jazz jerseys, for example.
Well, I don't think that was Nike. I think that was more the owner's like personal aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. But those, and even like a lot of the other jerseys, I feel like a lot of teams, Memphis, even like they're going for a lot more simple of looks.
Yeah.
And this, there's just a lot of color. It really pops.
Yeah. So it's always interesting when you're like evaluating jerseys and things like that, because there are functions of this clothing that is not applicable to most outfits that you are looking at and evaluating. Like, you have to think about like how these look on court, how this actually looks as something that enhances the view of the game and is like interesting to look at all the entire time. In addition to it like lending itself to more street applications, like how does it look on hats, how does it look on t-shirts, all of that stuff. The shorts are definitely like more showy, even though it's funny, like they're basic shapes. There's not a lot of augmentation to it, but like they're a little brighter. And I think that probably it'll look nice on the court. We'll have to see.
I think these are really going to look great on the court.
Yeah, I think
they're
going to
pop.
Right. I just, that's my only sticking point. The only thing that I'm not like really over the top with is that red on the shorts to me feels like a little bit much, but I will reserve judgment on that until I actually see them on the court, because that is a purely on the court expression. Right. Like people sometimes buy the shorts, but that's not like a thing, you know, like,
yeah,
it's like that Gary Harris jersey, that famous Gary Harris jersey.
Yeah. I actually want to talk about that
We have brought up with the, you know, that had the pickaxe in the middle, was just destroyed by the shorts. The shorts were horrendous on that jersey, but it doesn't matter. When you see that jersey being worn, it looks great.
Right.
Do you think the logo that they put on the waistband will be what logos on the court?
That's how it was. That's how it's been with this jersey. Like the previous iteration of this jersey had that half circle skyline. Yep. That was the only time that logo was used in the Nuggets world. So yes, I think every time they wear these, that half circle skyline will be at midcourt. Mm-hmm.
So you brought up those the pickaxe uniforms from a few years back. I always think of those as the Gary Harris uniforms.
Yes.
And we've done this on the show. We've kind of associated specific uniforms with specific players. Those were the Gary Harris jerseys. The Jamal Murray jersey are the black skylines from the bubble.
No question.
Bones Highland, I think last year's blue.
Yeah, I saw
mashup.
Somebody sort of said that. I think it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially because the skyline, or like the blocks of color on the side sort of look like ribs.
Okay.
So for Bones.
Okay. Okay. Aaron Gordon, the white pickaxes, even though he like barely played in those.
Interesting.
Ooh, that is the AG jersey.
That
though.
That does feel like the AG jersey.
Even though he barely played in them. but the Nikola Jokic jersey is the Mile High City.
Yes.
My question for you is, this new Mile High City, can this be associated with a specific player, or are these just still the Jokic jerseys?
Oh, man, are we having a number 15 retirement ceremony conversation via jersey now?
No, can this be the Bruce Brown jersey?
I think so. I mean, we'll have to see, because I feel like it will have a totally different character on the court. It will probably look different enough. I have to see, though. I don't know. If from the stands it really looks the same, like, you know, because, like, I would say, like, the rainbow jersey, like, when I think of the rainbow jersey, I immediately put Dikembe Mutombo in it. Should I do that? Probably not. There's Alex English. There's Fat Lever. There's the Skywalker. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot of people that probably deserve that more. But all the same, I don't know. I tend to associate it with one guy.
Yeah. I kind of want this to still be the Jokic jersey.
Yeah, this light. We'll see. We'll see.
Another jersey coming, right?
Yes, we've been, like, if the internet rumors are true,
if the leaks are true,
then we can look forward to potentially an old throwback Rockets.
I think it's more likely that is a singular player's jersey.
I think
than
you're
this
right.
One.
That's the signature. I think that would be the signature right jersey of the season.
The MPJ jerseys are kind of the red ones, I feel like, even though he also barely played in them.
We can't do our guy like that.
But MPJ maybe still looking for his signature jersey.
I think you're right. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm on pins and needles.
Let's hit a second break. On the other side, we got more NBA rank from ESPN. They've graced us with 10 through 6 on NBA rank.
Let's get angry.
We've got a trade also to talk about, not with the Nuggets. And then we'll mention what's going on with Ime Udoka.
Oh, my God.
First, though, Pins and Aces, guys, the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces gear. Anytime anybody wears Pins and Aces gear, you're going to get compliments on it. On the course, off the course, people are going to notice when you're wearing Pins and Aces. They're a family-owned golf and apparel business based right here in Colorado. They've got awesome polo shirts, hats, golf bags, even our favorite beer sleeve, which is actually an innovative product that allows you to store 7 beers right inside your golf bag. It keeps them cold as well for the entire round. That's an absolute must for me if I'm out on the course. Check out pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR to receive 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. Also, Athletic Greens, it's a product I use every day. Before I came in to host this podcast, popped a cup of Athletic Greens.
Let's go.
One scoop of Athletic Greens in a cup of water, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't forget about those adaptogens.
Let's go.
If you guys want better energy, if you want better gut health, if you just want something to have in your routine to start your day.
Dude, my gut health is on fleek.
My gut health has never been this great. I've never been this healthier in my gut. Athletic Greens is the move. So if you want to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, check out Athletic Greens. They're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. AthleticGreens.com/nuggets, AthleticGreens.com/nuggets to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, we're back here on the DNVR Nuggets podcast.
I missed us so much.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code DNVR when you sign up and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. ESPN was nice enough to grace us with the latest release from their NBA rank.
Dude, ESPN really took over the timeline last night.
I know. Like, they're pumping out the content right now.
Unbelievable.
They've released 10 through 6.
Okay.
The 10th through 6th best players.
Do you ever think that at some point in time, like, we'll release a list and then some other idiots will talk about it on a podcast? They'll be like, oh, can you believe DNVR thinks that Jokic is the best guy on earth?
People, I think, know how our list would go.
It's probably true.
Cal, could we bring up that list here real quick? Number 10 is Devin Booker.
The bookster. The bookman.
Too high or too low? I think it's
Who's number 11?
That's a great question. That probably would be good to know. Let me look it up here real quick.
I got you.
Number 11 was
James Harden.
James Harden.
He's better than James Harden. James Harden at number 11, well, honestly, that sucks.
James Harden is way too high at number 11. Way who's, too who's high. Number 12?
Kawhi Leonard.
See, Kawhi Leonard,
dude, James
is
Harden's
better than Devin Booker.
Kawhi Leonard, but he's coming off injury. Okay. This is the MPJ fall. I mean, come on.
Okay, Devin Booker at number 10. Is top 10 player.
I've been told and was instructed to create a shirt saying that Devin Booker had a claim to the MVP of last year.
How'd that shirt do?
As well as it got as many sales as Devin Booker got votes.
What was Devin Booker last year? Number 15. Well, he was number 15 last year. That's higher than I would have thought. Man. So he's moving up.
That's too high for Devin Booker. 10. That's
it too is. High. It is. Number 9.
Ja
Morant.
Ja Morant, the most improved player in the NBA last year.
He went from 31 to 9.
Man, he was great last year. He except for in the playoffs where he got hurt and yeah. Then that whole broke the code thing. Adam and others are pretty put off by his online
this
persona.
This podcast is really divided on Ja Morant.
Dev famously said that he's not good.
Right. I think he's been proven wrong. I think he's a good player.
I feel comfortable saying Ja Morant is a good basketball player.
Yeah, I feel confident in that statement.
Number 9,
as well.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Like that's he's good, man.
Yeah. Ja Morant had maybe the biggest leap out of anybody.
No question.
Last
most improved
season.
Player. Most improved player.
Number 8, this one was surprising.
Who?
This was surprising. Kevin Durant.
Whoa, number 8?
We were talking about this yesterday. We thought he could be top 4.
We thought he could be like number 2, number 3.
I think Adam predicted he'd be number 2.
Holy smokes.
Number 8. Last year, he was number 1.
Wow, dude. A list with integrity?
Yeah.
A list from ESPN with integrity?
This is some development. ESPN hates the Brooklyn Nets.
Holy smokes. What? No player drove the NBA summer conversation.
That's a fact.
Wow. He didn't even get injured. That's wild. I love
it. I feel like from this little write-up here that what he pulled this summer might have dropped him in the rankings.
I love that. That says everything about the way that ESPN looks at the NBA.
Yeah.
the chatter is more important than what actually happens on the court.
The thing is, Kevin Durant, he's 34.
Yep.
Clearly on
number
the downside
eight,
of
though,
his career.
Dude. Holy
number
smokes.
8 is
he
wild.
Fell out of the top 5, dude. He almost fell out of the top 10.
He can't be happy about this.
Oh, he doesn't care, but he cares a lot.
Number 7. I'm upset that Brendan Vogt is not on the show.
Jason
to
Tatum.
To break down this ranking.
This actually, now the thought of Jason Tatum being better than Kevin Durant is maddening to the point.
That is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
That's rough, dude. If Devin Booker was higher than Kevin Durant, that would be cause to just end the NBA. Jason Tatum, not that far off from that same sentiment. Man. He's better than Kevin Durant, dude. What are you doing? I can't believe we just said that ESPN had integrity.
We take back everything that
we're
just
walking
said.
It all back.
Number 6. This is also
if you say Jokic,
a bit of a surprise. Life. Not as big of a surprise as Durant. LeBron James.
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Number. He's out of the top 5.
Not in the top 5.
Holy smokes, dude! Who's left? Giannis, Luka, Steph, Jokic, and Embiid.
Yeah.
Embiid to me is the one I'm most surprised.
If Embiid is higher than 5, I'm going to lose my mind.
What if he's higher than Jokic?
Bro, don't do that shit to me. Don't even mention that. If he... Oh, God, dude.
Do you remember that video on ESPN on their site a couple weeks ago that was titled, "The MVP is Joel Embiid's to lose"?
I can't believe he's going to lose it again for the fourth straight year? It's going to be great.
But yeah, LeBron at number 6. He drops down from number 3.
Wow. Damn. I love it. I love it, and it's correct.
For the second time in 4 seasons as a Laker, James missed the playoffs. This is after only missing the postseason twice in his first 15 years.
I love it, man. I love it. It's correct.
And
it's
look, right. I got to say, the West is stacked again this year. I feel like the play-in is going to come in at like at least 40 wins. You need that to even get in the play-in.
Yep.
At least the 8-9.
the Lakers could miss the playoffs again.
Oh my God.
They really could.
Speak it into existence. Speak it into existence. Really
Dude, could. Who's their third best player? It's
I argued it was Dennis Schroeder.
It is. It is Dennis Schroeder. Speak Schroeder, it into Schroeder. Existence. Let's go, dude.
So the guys remaining, yeah, like you said, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, Steph Curry, Giannis, and Luka.
So
again, I feel like I had a grasp of how ESPN was thinking about too. This list. Now I don't
Let's
know.
Hypothesize. Let's get wild. So who's number one? Giannis, right?
Yes,
Giannis is number one. If number Jokic one. Is not number two, do we get angry about it?
I will get angry. I don't think he's going to be number two, but I will get very angry.
Give me your prediction for the top five as ESPN.
Now that we know 10 through 6.
Yes.
Giannis. Steph.
Oh, my God.
Jokic. Luka, Embiid.
That's correct.
You think that's correct?
That's exactly how it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Now that Kevin Durant is off the board, I think there's a better chance Jokic is two.
He should be two, dude. And honestly, he should be fucking one. He's the back-to-back MVP. I mean, what do we
know?
He should be fucking one. ESPN, don't be timid. Go
have some guts.
Have some goddamn guts, man. Like, he won the MVP going away. It was not close. It was not close in either year. It was not close. Mm-hmm. Put him at number one. Have a little bit of a pride, would you please?
In other NBA news, there's a trade that was reported today that it seems like is almost done. It's a weird trade. I'm curious to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, it is a weird trade.
The Utah Jazz and Detroit Pistons are in a negotiation. It seems like the trade is going to be Bojan Bogdanovic to the Pistons for Kelly Olynyk, Sabin Lee, and maybe some additional salary. This is a weird trade.
Yeah, I have no idea what is motivating Utah at this point. They're just like, they need to get rid of any good player, but they keep bringing back.
I'm guessing they're saving money in this deal.
They have to be saving money. Yeah. They are in full tank mode.
It would really suck to be a Jazz fan now. My God, man.
That is it.
After so many years of like organic
growth,
good vibes and... vibes dissipated over the last couple of years.
It started with Gordon Hayward. They were on the upward swing until that Gordon Hayward thing happened, and now they've just been thrown into complete disarray. I mean, they've been masquerading as a team on the rise, but they never were. It was all a lie. Mm-hmm. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell did not like each other. They tried to downplay it. It was very obvious.
Yeah.
Now both are gone to... They both got exiled, actually, to Cleveland and Minnesota.
Donovan Mitchell seems happy about going to Cleveland, at least publicly.
He's happy because he's like been moved on. He's like, can you imagine having to be the only good player on a team that is very clearly looking to lose games this year?
Are you talking about Malik Beasley?
I'm talking about poor Malik. But, I'm talking about Jared Vanderbilt.
Vando, somebody save him. But what's weird about this trade to me is that everybody had been talking about Bogdanovic as the next guy available for a contender.
Yes.
For maybe the Lakers. Yes. For maybe the Suns. Now he's going to a Pistons team that I guess is trying to make the play-in next season. And Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Bogdanovic, they got something there. But I mean, I was expecting Bogdanovic to be a guy that we're going to be talking about this season. He could be on the Suns. You know, how did the Nuggets match up with that? Is he a piece that the Lakers could really use? I think he would have been. Now we're just not even really going to think about him the whole year.
Yeah, no, he's been erased, unfortunately. He's a guy that was frequently linked to the Nuggets also. I think because he's just a white player. He's the Kevin Love of, like, it's always, well, and
Kevin Love, yeah.
Every Serbian player also now always linked to the Nuggets, which I do appreciate.
Kevin Love, who was in the Nuggets sites for years and years and years.
every offseason, we got a think piece about why Kevin Love made the most sense to come to the Nuggets in year 50 in the league for him. Yeah.
There's still probably another one of those in draft somewhere.
Yeah, Bogdanovic like gave us the business sometimes too. I'm like pretty happy that he's not on the Jazz, although it would be better if he was on the Jazz since the Jazz don't care. They're not trying to win. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. The Nuggets opening night opponent just got worse though. Nuggets are in Utah on opening night.
Are they really good?
That's gonna be you didn't know that? Yeah. They're in Utah, then in Golden State, then home against the Thunder. So two of the Nuggets' three opening games, two of those teams have gotten worse here. They're, SGA getting injured in this trade.
This year is going to be unbearable.
The tanking, you mean?
The tanking teams are going to be unbearable.
Yeah. Whatever. Utah's going hard.
Oh, they're going hard in the paint, dude.
They want him bad.
They do want him bad.
The other piece of news that I want to get to before we get out of here today.
Let's get into it.
This is one of the crazier stories I can ever
this
remember.
This is ESPN, man. Again, lighting up the timeline in ways that they should not.
Probably. Lighting up the timeline late last night.
Late last night.
This kept me up for hours last night. I was ready to go to sleep, and then this story breaks, and of course, I'm just glued to the timeline. But Ime Udoka, the head coach of the Boston Celtics, is facing what is reportedly sounds like a one-year suspension for his role in a consensual relationship with a female staff member. This broke last night. There was some reporting from Woj and Shams on this. It's developed a little today to the point where it seems like he's definitely getting suspended, maybe for a year, which is crazy. Just imagine you're about to start the season. You're less than a week away from training camp. Media day is Monday.
And you went to the NBA Finals.
You're a contender. You're trying to win the championship. And all of a sudden, your coach is just done. But this is a wild story.
Okay, let's start at the top. This story was first introduced with no details of any kind,
right,
saying that there was some kind of punishment coming for some kind of infraction from the Celtics.
Originally, it was violation of team guidelines.
Team guidelines.
Yeah.
Woj put out the most elaborate, sloppy, non-story just to sort of like plant his flag.
Let me plant my flag while protecting who I need to protect.
But maybe not even, he didn't even have the information, whatever. It was like very sloppy. And then obviously other outlets, everyone starts going crazy trying to hypothesize what he could have done. Like, we heard early on that there was no... It was not of a sexual manner, of a sexual nature, which turned out to be false. But so we were like, did he fight a guy? Did he? The timeline was ablaze in theories as to what it is he could have done that could potentially bring this kind of suspension, this kind of punishment down. Come to find out, this is tough because this is like workplace romance. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Me Too era, very taboo. Bill Clinton almost lost the presidency because of workplace romance. We don't know who the staffer is. I immediately assumed that it was going to be somebody that was subordinate to him, which is actually like very problematic because you don't know. You're able to sort of like exert your power over that person and they maybe can't say no in a situation where they normally would. But as the story comes out, I mean, it seems like it maybe could be the wife of somebody that's high. We don't know anything. What we're doing now is recklessly speculating because we'd be given precious few details. But we do know that Ime Udoka, who cheated on Nia Long,
which is regarded as like one of the best coaches in the league, right?
I mean, he has to be. Was last year his rookie year or was his second year? Yeah.
It was his first year last year.
He came in, he turned the Celtics around. He made them formidable. He like figured out how to have the Tatum and Brown combination actually work. But this is wild, man. Like he has to, he definitely upset somebody with power in that organization.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's funny because you're talking about, okay, is this a crime of, well, we don't know the relationship.
But, we don't know.
But the idea that a consensual relationship could cost you this much in a professional setting seems absurd. But it also seems like, again, like he was involved in something with somebody that has great power in that organization and made them very unhappy. Crazy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the details that come out from now. A one-year suspension.
That's wild, dude.
For a coach. I can never remember that happening before. Could they just fire him?
They should fire him if they're going to do that.
But here's a theory that I've seen thrown around on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. The Celtics, they don't want to fire him because then they'd have to pay his salary potentially. Maybe this stuff is coming out to try to get him to just resign.
Oh, a silent firing. Just make things uncomfortable for him. Listen, oh, it's terrible. Think about what it means for the actual team to have
that's year where off my head from the coach.
They've been listening to this voice that now has no power, comes back in after the fact. It's like we've been listening to this other guy. Man, what a rough spot. But, you know, I mean, I guarantee the vote has not stopped giggling since he heard all the, just the destruction from within of his the Boston Celtics.
It's just like, imagine Michael Malone just being gone for a year.
Yeah.
And how important, I don't know, I don't have a good read on the Celtics and how important Udoka is to just the fabric of that team. But I've got to think he's pretty freaking important just because of the just change in tone that it felt like that organization had.
Yes.
After he got coach. There. Michael Malone, I feel like, is just such an important part of this team.
Yep.
Like, if he was just gone for a year, man, I don't think the Nuggets would be close to the same.
No, I mean, we saw this. The Denver Nuggets went as far as they've ever gone in the NBA playoffs with Carmelo Anthony and company.
Yeah.
George Karl, then the next year, unfortunately, like, that's when his cancer really flared up and he had to take a step away. Adrian Dantley took over and it was a goddamn disaster.
It was a disaster. Was not close to the same. That's a great callback.
And they, the voice was lost. And so they were sort of like wandering. You would think that it wouldn't matter because this is a player driven league, but it really does matter. The person in charge, the person pulling the strings, like the person that is ultimately accountable for the team, like, needs to be consistent. Like, this is like, if they suspend him for a year, like, they're really punting on this next year. It's wild, dude. I mean, I don't know that we deserve any of these details to come out, like, as a populace.
Like, we probably don't need them.
We already know more than we should, frankly. Yeah. Like, this, the how sloppy and messy and public this was. I mean, this, I guess, is just the byproduct of
this is who we are, man. Well, then this is what we're animals.
This is what the NBA is. Yeah. Also, it's just like a big production for everybody to look at. And comment.
It's crazy that this is just normal for how this stuff happens.
But it's gross, man. This whole thing is gross. Like,
I feel weird thinking about it and talking about it.
I would say that if you want to punish the guy, you should fine him and you should allow him to continue his job, or you should fire him. But at the same point in time, he clearly crossed some line with the people that make the decisions and probably pay the paychecks.
Yeah.
That he can't really come back from. So I don't.
It is tough to see him coming back from this.
I don't know how you do it, man. Yeah. Like, they honestly should trade him in the way that coaches have been traded.
Can trade for him. Come on.
But coaches have been traded in the past. Like, they should trade.
He didn't violate our team guidelines.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
just kidding.
Well, totally. I mean, like, truthfully, that's not a league wide thing. That is a team level.
You can't trade for him if you're another team.
Why? They should absolutely. He's a great coach, dude.
He is a great
Would you
coach.
Trade Michael Malone for Ime?
No.
Neither would I. Would you trade would you, if you're the Lakers, would you trade for him? I would.
Darvin Ham. I mean, Udoka's a better coach than Darvin
absolutely.
Ham.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
yeah. All right. Well, we'll see where the story goes. That's all we got for today.
That's all we got. Like, hopefully, we can get into some equally messy, disgusting conversations that we have no business commenting on tomorrow.
Oh, man. Before you guys get out of here, make sure to hit that thumbs up on the YouTube. We really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Casual Friday episode.
So casual, dude.
You know what we'll have to go over tomorrow?
Oh, God.
The top five players in the NBA.
Tomorrow could be the greatest or worst day of this podcast ever. Like, we're either going to be over the moon because we finally get the representation that we deserve, or we're going to be so angry that the screaming will not be listenable.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.